States across the country are struggling to hold off a rising tide of opioid abuse, and Florida is no exception. But the return of harsh penalties for possession, a hallmark of the war on drugs, is frustrating a broad spectrum of advocates and officials. I'm Nick Evans. This month, Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke at the 30th International DARE, or Drug Abuse Resistance Education Conference, in Texas.
So now some people today say that the solution to the problem of drug abuse is to be more accepting of the problem.
Sessions took shots at the enforcement policy under former President Barack Obama's Justice Department, where federal prosecutors were encouraged to avoid charges with minimum mandatory sentences for nonviolent offenders.
They say the answer is always treatment. Only treatment do they suggest. They say don't talk about enforcement. Gosh, we can't have prosecutions. They say don't say no to me. Don't tell me what I can't do. So that's the kind of mentality. But I'm going to tell you, that was a mentality in the late 1970s and early 1980s, too.
Sessions is pushing a return to the tough-on-crime approach championed during the war on drugs. And his words caught the attention of a former Florida lawmaker.
I am either famously or infamously known as a member of Congress who got busted purchasing drugs.
This is Republican Trey Radle. His resignation came after an undercover officer arrested him in 2014 trying to buy cocaine. Radle believes Republicans in particular need to move away from the lock-them-up approach Sessions is trumpeting. He says housing often nonviolent offenders is expensive. Felony convictions follow offenders for years, and they fall harder on minority communities.
Whether you're fiscal conservative and watching our money get thrown out the window with no solutions whatsoever, or if you're a social conservative, the way that it breaks up families and renders really good people obsolete and even more of a drain on society.
But recently, Governor Rick Scott held a ceremony celebrating his signature of a new controlled substances bill, the state's latest effort to address opioid abuse.
One of the most important things what this bill does, it hopefully gets the drug dealers off the street. The penalties are going to be a lot worse.
The measure imposes mandatory minimum penalties for fentanyl and its derivatives. It's a provision state senators stripped out but then added back in at the last minute. Attorney General Pam Bondi lobbied hard for the penalty, and she applauds the move.
It's much needed. And will a 3-year minimum mandatory make a difference? Heck yeah, it will. It's going to get these monsters off the streets for 3 years while we can clean this problem up throughout our country.
Prior to this, Florida had been moving away from mandatory minimum sentences. Bondi argues no ordinary addict will wind up with the 4 grams necessary to qualify as a trafficking amount, but some Republican lawmakers are skeptical. St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis points out the measure includes the weight of mixtures, so that a grain or two of fentanyl in a bag of some other powder would be calculated as if the entire amount is pure fentanyl. And while Governor Scott and Attorney General Bondi tout $27 million in new federal funding to fight opioid abuse, Grace Point Wellness CEO Joe Rutherford questions the state's commitment to substance abuse treatment.
Of course, Florida is at the bottom of all 50 states in mental health and substance abuse funding per capita. What we have found, though, is that the budget that was approved that went in effect July 1 of this year, Florida actually reduced by an additional $11 billion what is spent on mental health and substance abuse funding. They used the $27 million sort of as an offset.
Since Scott and Bondi took office, they've worked diligently to shutter the pill mills responsible for an explosion in prescription opioid abuse. But many people have argued the state didn't do enough to help addicts. A 2014 study from the Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry and a 2015 study in the New England Journal of Medicine indicate as prescription drugs dried up, abuse of street drugs like heroin grew. A Florida Medical Examiner's report shows the number of deaths caused by heroin in the first half of 2016 jumped nearly 27% compared to the same period the year before, a total of 406 fatalities. The number of deaths tied to fentanyl and its analogs is more than double that. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.